This is Wild About Utah.
One of the great magics of these late autumn evenings is that of midges, gnats, flies, mosquitoes, and bugs which flitter about in the humble stratosphere of their world between the intermittent cold snaps. They loop and spiral as if on spiritual roller coasters, gently refracting the setting sun through and upon their bodies so that they seem to glow and become prescient of the night stars soon to bloom. When the cool November sun begins to set low, I can look out amongst the naked shrubs and thinning trees, the tall shaggy grasses and dead kaleidoscopic leaves, and see those hidden creatures who only dance in unlovely places, the splendid slow waltz of autumnal joy. Through the cascading shadow, the dance of the waning wing-bearers becomes even more dramatic. As the sun continues to slide below the mountains, the insects increase their pace, it seems, and then begins the cataclysm of the birds. Small gray and off-gray birds with different flecks, inflections, songs, and hearts, though unified as the kind that would easily build a good hearty nest in an old dilapidated mug, begin diving through the midges and gnats and flies and mosquitoes. The birds are trapeze artists. Starting from a perch on a nearby tree, they swoop with grace through the air in a dramatic arc. At the nadir of their swing, the snare roll abruptly halts. A sharp inhale of silence descends like thunder and is followed in quick time by a cymbal crash as the acrobats catch their purse in midair. Then, gently arcing back up to the adjacent branch across, a great applause raptures. Like this, the birds dive and breach, avian orcas earning their rich protein in preparation for the imminent change of the season. The horizon of thin times drives the orchestra of life onwards. As I watch the fading insects, bugs, winged things, and other wonders, I ponder as to why many see them as pests. In the evening glow, it seems an impossible identity for these fellow inhabitants of our world. Do people fear them, not understand them, believe they belong in one place but not another? Watching them in that moment, the thought escapes my mind, and I am glad. I'm glad to forget their supposedly assigned state, and I instead reforge my memories anew in the present, watching them as sparks in the swiftly quenching day. The perpetual creation of the world continues along, with I and you, and all we've ever known, and will know, wrapped within it. I'm Patrick Kelly, and I'm Wild About Utah.
Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio comes from the Harry Bertoia Gallery Open House in St. George, includes the Diamond Chair and Sonambient Sounding Sculptures. Door prizes and hors d'oeuvres, Thursday, November 10th. 1449 North, 1400 West, Suite 11, St. George, 4 to 6 p.m., info at harrybertoia.org.